Dun 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 dun. 5, 4, 3, 2, 8, 68.
Who's the best yep. show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Alright, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
It's about fucking time someone else is.
Pizza, pizza.
Big O! Showtime!
You were making it for young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing, Tech Show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are like a bat. For the strong link, go direct to DLNGS.org. And ICChallengeLinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the calendar's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 868 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Happy July ending.
We have Joel.
Looking for homes.
He's homeless. And we have Joe.
Not yet.
We have Joe.
Here I am.
To save the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, Maybe some of you could help me out with this, give me a little bit of understanding. But my wife, she
Uh-oh.
Is back to full-time writing, and her Chromebook is, like, really old, right? And it's no longer getting updates. And they say if you want updates, it actually says this. It says, this Chromebook is no longer getting updates. If you want updates, buy a new Chromebook.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's basically what it says. So,
oh.
She did some
research.
So
you're looking for a solution?
No. Well, no. That's not what I'm, so what I'm saying is she, got herself a newer Chromebook.
Right.
Uh huh.
And so hers has now trickled down to me, sharing it with my youngest daughter on occasion whenever she wants
mm-hmm.
to play on it.
And you're trying to hack heck out of it.
Well,
I have the solution.
You have what's the solution?
Chromium OS. Install it yourself.
Well, maybe that's a good question. So, like, I just grabbed it last night. The first night I was playing around with it, and I was like curious as to whether I can install Android apps on it because I know some of them can. And I've seen listings, and this Chromebook, it's an Asus. I gotta look on the bottom. What is it? A C201PA, which some sites say it can, and some sites say it should be able to, and other sites say we don't know. It says that it was supposed to have been enabled in the developer, or in the beta, not the developer. So I went and I toggled on the beta mode. And I could not, there was no Android app access in there. Like, it was just not there at all. Now, it said the same thing about my wife got, said it should have Android apps, but she didn't, I don't think she toggled it. I couldn't even find, like, how to toggle it into beta mode on hers, right? Like, the same path. Just, it wasn't there. So I figured I resigned myself that I don't even know whether they still support doing that like they did in some of the older laptop or older Chromebooks. So I'm just assuming they don't, but I put it in developer mode and I went to use the terminal, and apparently like in the terminal when I read that if you're in developer mode on the terminal, it should allow you to run an application called shell and have a more, like a real shell as opposed to, what is it, Krosh, which has pretty much absolutely nothing in it. But I enabled developer mode and it didn't give me anything else, so.
Just load up Arch on it. I just put the link in the IRC.
Let me switch to my IRC application. And I'll click on that.
It's on GitHub.
Maybe. So you're saying I mean, should just install Chrome OS myself?
Or that. Yeah, actually, Chrome OS would probably be better, because if you load Linux on it, since it's an ARM-based device, the odds of getting like things like Netflix on it working is probably slim to none. But you may have a higher chance of getting Chromium OS working with Netflix and whatnot, if you're gonna watch stuff on it. If you don't care about that, just load up Arch on it. Or there's one called Prawn OS. I ain't never heard of that one. There's Gen 2, of course, and Debian Stretch and Jesse.
So,
see, and that's probably the only reason I'd ever want to buy a Chromebook for is to hack it.
Yeah, I never mess around with installing. I should try the, so, the Chrome, get Chrome OS.
So that's what, a Celeron?
This one, yeah, I can't believe it's a Celeron. I should be able to just boot it off a USB, right?
Well, you'd have to look at that page I put. I think so, though. But it's an ARM device, though.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
It's worth a shot.
But, you know, when I was using this, Joel, once again, I'm like, I really like it's very lightweight. I like having a keyboard and like a shell like this that it's kind of sturdy. But again, I'm like back to the old thing where I really wish it was the Jide tablet.
Jide!
And I guess my only complaint about the Jide tablet would be that
it's like three versions of Android behind now.
Well, yeah, the fact that you can't update it anymore, but like the keyboard was nice, but it wasn't something like you could easily lay in bed with, because it was just, it wasn't like it was just a little more flimsy, I for lack of a better word on that. Like, it wasn't designed to be like a clamshell type thing, which obviously, right? So I mean, I don't know. Like, the problem that I would end up with the keyboard is, like, when you have it on a clamshell, it's easier to adjust the angle of the keyboard and it just stays, like, the display against the keyboard, and it just stays there. But with, like, the Jide, it was very loose, you know what I mean? Because it was just something that snapped in and you could put out the back of, like, it had a leg on the back of it that you could put out. But that's more for using it on a table. Right? Like, if I wanted to lay down in bed and type on it, it wasn't really conducive to doing that. That was probably the one area where it was the weakest. But yet, at the same time, I could sit there and read books and watch movies, and comic book reading on it was fantastic. So what do you say, Joe? What should I be using?
A Note 10.
A Note 10.
You do need a new phone, man. How old your phone now, Dan?
About 3 years, maybe more.
Actually, didn't the Note 20 just come out?
Did it?
It should be next month, August.
Let's go a little cheaper, man.
Yeah, right. Then,
honestly, Note 8, Note 9 used.
Even a Note 10, if you can find them used.
Yeah, you can find them used, but it's difficult to trust people that are selling the Note 10s right now, because most of them would still be on contract. So, but if you go back to like the Note 8 and it still connects to a network, then it's probably paid off. But other than that, do you want tablet suggestions?
I'm just curious what everybody would be recommending.
I can tell you, I wouldn't go with a Fire tablet.
You know my suggestion for a tablet that runs full Linux.
Dell Venue 11
Pro 7130. But the battery life isn't all that great, so.
How long is the battery life?
6 hours on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
9 hours if you're using the keyboard with a battery in it.
I can't believe what they want for the Galaxy tablets, man. Yes, 6 Lite is $319.
What is it, the Dell Venue 11?
Dell Venue 11 Pro 7130. Now, I haven't verified this, but I think the 7139 has the exact same motherboard, so it should work the same way. The only difference is the 7139 has a fingerprint scanner on it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, I can't find any actual documentation that says that.
Samsung Galaxy Tab S6 is $729.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't want to spend that much. If I'm spending that much, I'm just buying a new laptop.
Right. Well, you know, I did spend a lot on my phone, but I use my phone all the time.
I was going to say, right?
I mean, I use it for work. It's a source of entertainment when I don't have anything else. And I need it, so it's worth it.
See, a phone I don't mind spending that much on because I pretty much have it with me. I'll say 24/7 probably. You know, if it's not on me personally, it's sitting on the table or something right next to me, you know.
Yeah. And when it comes to laptops, I've never much seen the point in buying new, like brand new.
Depends.
Well, I've always, for the last
right.
decade almost been a Linux user, and it's always better to get something at least 1 to 2 years old because then most of the drivers will be available.
And that, yep.
That is slightly changing now with, you know, more of the drivers working out of the box even on new systems. But the difference in price is also a big thing too. Even a year old laptop you used to be able to save a lot of money on. Not right now because everybody's working from home.
Right.
But it was a good way to save money without sacrificing a lot of performance.
I'm trying to remember if the pandemic was happening when we bought my wife we just got her a new laptop not too long ago.
Used prices right now are insane.
I actually need to go down there and grab her old laptop and put Linux on it because she's not using it. And I just upgraded it. It's got at least 6 gigs of RAM, if not 12. I don't remember what I upgraded it to. But she was just wanting to have a new laptop, so that's what we did. And hers is, I'm trying to remember what processor's in it. It's a Dell, but I need another laptop in this room, like a hole in the head. This is one of the reasons why I'm looking at moving. Besides the fact I just want to get out of Columbus. But not too far out of Columbus, though. But we'll see what happens with that. But machine-wise, I don't need anything.
I don't know. Did we talk about this, but wasn't it a few weeks ago that Apple said that they're moving their ARM?
Well, let's preface that. They're moving to their own silicon, which means their A chips, which are ARM-based, but you know, they're not the same as, like, say, a MediaTek chip or something like what would run in your Asus book.
They're really trying to make it seem like the chip is completely proprietary, but it's still probably likely that they're just a clone of, you know, some other ARM
chip. One of the eight chips, you know, the A12 or the one of the ones that's in the iPad and iPad Pro or the iPhones. So that's probably really what it is.
Isn't that going to be a significant change requiring pretty much...
It is.
All the software to be rebuilt for that architecture.
Well, it already
depends
on
how many translation layers they want to put in.
It already technically is, because you got to remember iOS is essentially just macOS with a different skin, essentially.
But is iOS running on ARM?
Yeah.
I thought they were Intel based. So.
No. No, iOS is all ARM. It's on their A chips. Like, I forget what my, I shouldn't pick up my work phone after hours, but I'm going to.
Wait, is there that level of compatibility? Like, iPhone apps can run on OS X, and OS X apps can run on iPhone? I mean,
that's actually not the case.
But I mean, so what I'm saying is, like, you know how, what is it? Everybody always wants Adobe Photoshop or whatever it is on Linux, and one of the big complaints is we have no reason to port it over to Linux because it would just steal from our – it would be just another avenue we'd have to build for it. It would just steal from our already existing user base.
Right. Plus, we can't force people to buy more devices.
So – isn't that just?
And it's gonna take a while too. They're not, you know, because let's face it, I in some respects, ARM isn't ready for just to completely take over for Mac OS X OS because you got applications like Creative Cloud that needs to port. And things of that nature. I think I read the thing. It says that ARM-based devices will be able to run iOS apps, if I remember right.
And I think that there's still a performance shortfall with ARM.
Yeah.
But they're working on improving that. I mean, nobody wants to upgrade their MacBook for a slower MacBook.
Correct. And on their page on this, it says developers can start building apps today, and the first Apple Silicon based Mac is going to ship this year. As in within the next 4 months.
So they didn't give a timeline yet for when they plan on having those available. I know they're developing
this year.
What, the ARM-based Macs?
Yeah, this year. The first one's going to come out this year.
But that's what I'm saying. Isn't that a significant move that is...
Yeah, but I don't think that all of their lineup is going to be completely ARM-based.
This is true. That's what they said.
They don't have much of a lineup, though.
Well, Macs, MacBooks. Well,
they'll probably just come out with two different models of everything.
Right. Now, if I had to pick something that's going to go away, I would say the iPad Pro might go away and be replaced by this. Or the iPad Pro might just be the new Mac.
That would be interesting.
I mean, because they got a keyboard.
Much more modular system.
Yeah.
Maybe make it, you know, properly dockable.
I mean, you buy an iPad Pro and you can get a keyboard. I mean, it's essentially could
be a Mac.
But it's
not a docking keyboard. It's a Bluetooth keyboard.
This is true. Well, it attaches with magnets on the back.
Is it still Bluetooth, though?
I don't know if it is anymore. I have to look. I don't look too much because as much as I'd love to play around with an iPad Pro, just because I think it's a cool looking device, I'm not spending that much money for something like that.
Yeah, well, I've never owned one, so
I have one. It's let's see, my iPad is the 2017 variant of this, the plain old iPad, and it still works just as well as the day I bought it. I can run Netflix on it, and that's pretty much what I do with it, Netflix and YouTube.
My son has one of the original iPads. Like,
ooh,
the original one. And it still works great. Except, you know, you can't do things like update or add new applications.
Yep. It's on it.
You used to be able to work around that by installing iTunes on a Windows system and hooking it up and forcing it to do the old version of iTunes, and that would allow you to load up the older applications. But I don't think you can even do that anymore because you can't find iTunes because they're getting rid of it.
Yes, it's deprecated. But let's see, looking at the keyboard. The Magic Keyboard, which is $300 freaking. Has a trackpad, opens up new ways to work with iPad OS, USB-C port for pass-through charging. So actually, if the keyboard has a USB, yeah, it's good. If the keyboard has a USB-C port, it's probably docking to the iPad. iPad Pro has USB-C on it anyway. No more Lightning connector on the iPad Pro, but they do have Lightning connector on everything else.
Even if it is docking, I'm still okay not owning one.
Yeah.
I can't install Linux on it.
See, the iPad Pro runs the 812Z Bionic chip, whatever that means, has pro cameras and a LiDAR scanner. Who gives a frat?
A LiDAR scanner? I have to have it.
Yeah, what does that do for you? And what's funny is the my Gear Diary folks, probably a lot of them, I don't think a single one of them has an iPad. One or two of them might have an iPad Pro, but like I said, if I'm spending that much cash, I want to get something that performs a little bit better than an iPad. Not that the iPad performs bad, but I want to get something that's more or less a full computer. Well, you can get a pretty decent gaming laptop at Walmart for about $800. That's as much as you would spend on an iPad.
Yep. Even Linus Tech Tip said the Walmart branded gaming laptops were definitely usable.
Depends which one. He reviewed some of the iBuy Power stuff, and that stuff doesn't look good.
Hmm.
That's one thing. One thing I might consider in this transition to this new place is if I have enough money left over that I can skim a little off the top to build me a desktop, I think I might, at least I'd have the room to put it up.
Yeah.
Something with I would say at least a NVIDIA 1080.
Yeah. If you're gonna spend that much, why not go with like the 2060?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if you're going budget, then go with the 1660 instead of the 1080, which is, you know, a generation back.
Now the other options are is you could do so. I could do something like either a some of the MacBooks or
Some of the what's?
the MacBook, like a MacBook Pro, but
I can't hear you.
I'm not pressing now. But and it's not just the MacBooks, but you can get PC based laptops where you can hook up an external graphics card.
Well, anything with the Thunderbolt port and
right.
or USB C 3.14 channel.
Right. Right. And I could not hook something like that up to my Surface, but I could actually you could with the Surface Book. But I kind of want something with more storage though. I kind of want to have like a workstation that's my video editing rig. With just tons of storage for archiving crap, you know. I've yet to find, I would love it if I could find some software, open source, I'd even pay for it, that actually had a way of helping me categorize clips and stuff so that I can basically do a search and find them. Best thing I've found so far is Google Photos. But there's only so much storage on that. I think I'm only paying for the 200 gig plan right now, which is like $4 or $5 a month, if that. That's because recent version of Android has the ability to back up your phone more like iOS does now. So you can basically restore the whole thing. I think wallpaper and setting. I don't know. I've never tried it. Usually I end up, whenever I get a new phone, I redo everything.
My settings and everything transferred over.
Yeah.
When I migrated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, we'll talk to Pat for a minute. I'll be right back.
All right.
Ooh,
how's the man cave, Pat?
I think they got him.
Maybe.
Oh, Joel. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. You know what?
Butt.
So towards the end of the day today, one of my coworkers was like, she was working on this project, and it's a little complicated. It's not really that complicated, but to test it out was a bit of a pain.
She had to do in production.
No, not in production. No, we don't do any testing. But so we have this library, right? And this library, whenever it gets updated, it causes a version bump in all the dependent applications. So then, like, this library, once it passes, gets merged into master in Jenkins. This is a CI job. It then does a version bump to all the other applications that are dependent upon it, and then that builds the master branch with that version bump for that application using the new library, does all the testing, and then deploys it and creates a new image for it. So one of the things that we wanted to switch, right, looking at switching, is when this happens, which is like a fairly regular basis, it really takes over the whole CI pipeline and just devastates Jenkins, because we have like 20 apps that end up getting built simultaneously and having to do all the testing, and then it deploys those apps out to our development and staging environment. So when you have that happening, everybody else's work that are doing different things ends up stacking up on the pile because all these other things are going off automatically. So they wanted to, you know, we're like, hey, let's only do something like that on a major version bump as opposed to just a minor version bump and work like that way. Like, if we need the version bump applications, we'll do it on a major bump. But anything else, like a lot of the little things that we do, we don't need to bump the all the applications to that new version, right? So that's not a difficult thing to do. The problem was, how do we test this without it interfering or interrupting our current pipeline to get it in there? And so that was a little bit of a challenge, setting it up in a sandbox environment so that our CI stuff does not pick up that change and start building it as if it were building everything else. And how to, like, integrate that into our pipeline and test that without interfering with everything else. And wouldn't you know it, right off the bat, she runs into a major problem with Jenkins Groovy, in that she's a simple thing, right? A simple thing of reading the JSON file, package.json, reading it in, getting the version, and just getting the major number of the version, right? She was using a tokenize at first. Like, she read the JSON in, and she did a tokenize to get the first, put it into a list to get the first value. Would not work. So I'm like, oh man, this other guy I used to work with, he and I used to have this problem all the freaking time with Jenkins. Like, you either have to use tokenize or you have to use split, and sometimes it works on things and sometimes it doesn't, and I can't figure out why. And so we tried split, and it was doing the same thing. And then she got it working. We had to go through some funky steps. Instead of calling it all in one line, she split it out, and it started working. And then it started failing again for some reason. We couldn't figure out for a long time, and lo and behold, there's some kind of, like, I don't know how it happened, but a special character ended up at the end of the line and blew up everything. Like, you couldn't see it.
She copy-paste something.
And then, okay.
That's what happened.
And then, once it finally got in, and then, like, the other guy that we were working with, this was like 30 minutes of just trying to get the damn thing to work properly, because Jenkins Groovy implementation is such a pain in the ass. Then the other guy comes back and he's like, oh, I think I know what the problem was originally, is that the split was expecting, it was working on a regular expression. And she went to split on the character, the period, because the version was like x dot x dot x, minor, or major, minor, point release. And so you had to put, when you had the period in there, you had to put two slashes in front of it, which I never saw documented anywhere that I could find. But anyway, it was such a... Just wait, Joel. Wait till you get into writing Jenkins crap, and you're like, why is this not working? Pipeline libraries and stuff. Oh, and you know what? I don't know. I work with some people that just have this Jenkins shit down. Cause, like, I get look at code from them, they're like, oh, just do this. And I look at that code and I'm like, I have never seen that stuff before. Where did you get the idea to do that? What does it even mean? Like, I can read it, but I invariably come to this spot in the code and I'm like, what is the magic that is making this happen? And where is it documented? Oh. Jenkins. It's your best friend.
Until it's not.
Yeah. What are you going to do? How are your Jenkins adventures coming?
I haven't done much with it yet. I'm still learning. Little bit of Git. I haven't played much with it. We've been absolutely slammed. It's like last month. Now, granted, this is across our whole business unit, so it's not my whole entire team. You know, it's not our team, okay? Right. So it's multiple ERPs, two different ERPs. Last month they had 88 P1s for the entire infrastructure. This year, this month, July, we've had 97. Oh, I've got at least one internal BPM that we're working on. And I got another one, and they've kind of changed up what we do, in that the senior admins like myself have a lot more responsibility to do, some things, like for example, planning. Now you're not executing, but planning clones. I've tried to do one today until I got a P1. I didn't get the P1. It's just, it was one of my clients. We basically split the three of us up into three different, groups. So each of us has a list of clients that are our affinity clients, and we try to meet, with the, assurance managers, whenever they meet with the client, we meet with them. So that way we can address any technical questions that they have when they're in their call. We don't always have to attend their meetings, thank goodness. But that's kind of how that works. And, so we just got all these other things, and it's like my life has been chaos during the day. Whenever, like yesterday, I barely got time to eat. Today, the only way I got to eat was I muted when I was on the P1 call, went into the microwave while others were looking at things, and heated up some, tamales and came back and I was scarfing them down. I don't usually like to eat in front of my laptop, but the last couple weeks, that's what I've been doing. I hate doing that because I don't get away from it, you know. You know, I don't mind, now, eat in front of the unlocked laptop. Eating in front of the locked laptop, I don't mind doing, because at least I'm not looking at work stuff, but it's just been crazy. So it's like no time to actually look and learn at things, because, you know, then after we do the pre-validation before a clone, if we don't execute the clone, after the clone is done, we have to come back in and review the clone to make sure they did the right thing. And it's just been one thing after another. And then one of the tech leads has been out for a couple days this week. She's been having back issues. And when will it end? When will it end? It's making retirement look better and better, man. But, so eventually we'll get to learn that stuff. And I know that at some point we're looking at adding Kubernetes to things. So we can push things out in containers. Like, what'd be nice is if we can, like, make a backup of a test for a prod container and then, deploy that somewhere else, upgrade it, and then undeploy the old one and redeploy the new one or something like that. I'm hoping we can do stuff like that. But that's the future. I'm dealing with the now of struggling to keep up with things.
Gotta love it, right?
Yeah, it's gonna enable me to buy a house, I hope so. I should say a new house. And get rid of this voice. But it's not that bad. I mean, there's some things that need done here, but it's like, I guess get done with it. Like, I had my nephew came down and he was a machine, man. You can definitely tell the difference between just on the lower side of almost 30 year old man and a 50-year-old man. He went and in 2 hours tore down more than me and my wife could do in 2 days. Easy. And right now it's all laying in the backyard. He's supposed to come down and help chip it up and cut it up. That's really right now is we need to cut up the stuff that's too thick for the wood chipper and then chip the rest of it and get it out of here. But so I doubt we'll get everything in the contract or anything this weekend for sure. I don't know where we're going yet on this new place. Don't even know if you know, like it's like in the pre-show Pat was talking about, because this place has a HOA that pays for a swimming pool and they do all the yard work and stuff. And if it's something ridiculous cost wise, I'm not interested. And really ridiculous, I'm talking $200 or $300 a month. I would not do that if it was that much. Excuse me. But it's a nice, the place we're looking at, it's a nice location. It's far enough away from stores and stuff. You know, it's not like there's a store just down the street, but there is a store like less than 5 minutes away, I would say. So, like a Walmart in one direction and a Meijer the other direction. So both stores we already go to. So in Grove City, closer to where a lot of my friends are now, my local friends. More Dancy's up north, I think. I don't know where he's at exactly.
Yeah, he's really near you, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he lives in the Columbus area, so. What I'd like to do is I'd like to get the heck out of Franklin County altogether, but Misty doesn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, I know one thing I'm going to do Friday is I'm probably going to go ahead and, if they're in, order parts to fix my grill up again. I did get gas, and we can use it now, but some of the burners need to be swapped out. And the way Charbroil designed my current grill, it has like the bottom, you can pull the bottom out to clean it. And of course, guess what Joel never does?
Don't pull the bottom out to clean it.
To clean it, right. So it adds up the grease.
He never cleans it.
No. It rusts is what happened. So this is the second time I'll be trying to swap that out. It's not that bad. I mean, it's not like it's a hugely expensive part, but. And to be brutally honest, we have a 6-burner propane grill. I don't really need one that large. See, a lot of people are putting like those built-in grills on their decks. I don't know if I'd ever want to put a built-in grill on a deck.
Dun, 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 dun. Indeed.
At least you haven't had a hurricane yet, then.
Let's keep it that way.
Right?
Yeah, I have a severe allergy to hurricanes.
Mm-hmm. Agree on that one. I'll agree on that one.
Oh no, man.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I want is a damn hurricane coming through here. That would be a nightmare.
It would suck.
But so far, it's been just hot weather. It's supposed to thunderstorm, like, from now until next Friday. Oh, over here. But it didn't thunderstorm yet today. But it was noticeably cooler, which is nice. Oh, this damn cat.
Mine says it's 84 outside right now.
Cat picked right now to cuddle.
Yep, he needs attention.
He's kneading your leg.
Well, he's on cat. My lap right now.
My fat cat does that when I'm working.
What, so kneads your leg jump or up, jumps on your lap?
Jumps up on my lap and tries to, like, push the keyboard out of the way.
No, my cat lays on the keyboard sometimes. Gotta love it, though. They want your attention, man. They love you, Joe.
Yeah. When she does it at 7 a.m., I know it's because nobody's fed her yet.
There you go.
She's like, Dad, 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 Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Food.
That's all she wants at that time.
Hey, food. That's what she's like. She's like, food.
Pretty much.
Please. I need the foods.
Chicken liver. Man.
My cat just poops in the corner.
I hope it's in the litter box.
Nope. There's one we have that we haven't quite figured out which one it is yet. I think I know which one it is, but if I ever get a hold of his butt.
You know what you do? You get another litter box and put it right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's an idea.
Is it always in the same place?
Yes.
That's how I had to litter train my cat. Because, like, she did not really want to use the litter box, and then she found one spot where she liked to keep going and doing her business, put a litter box with litter in it there, and she figured it out real quick. Moved the litter box, and she followed the litter box.
That's something I might – that's actually not a bad idea. I might try that and see if I can get them, because it's only there. And but I'm
Does
telling
the cat
you, when
also you... use the litter box?
I think it does too.
Then the cat's just being a jerk.
Yeah, I think it's what it is. cats can be assholes.
Like, my cats only shit or piss outside the litter box when they're pissed at something.
Exactly.
And that's usually you didn't clean the litter box.
My wife had a cat. My wife had a cat that liked to pee in my shoes when I made her angry.
Yeah.
Make my wife mad, the cat would piss in my shoes.
Wow.
Yep.
I have heard of cats peeing on people like in their bed if they're angry at them for some reason.
Or if they smell funny. I actually caught that same cat pooping on my daughter when she had a growth in her ear. That's the easiest way to explain it. And the growth smelt funny. So the cat went in there and pooped on her while she was sleeping. Needless to say, the cat learned how to fly that day.
Oh man, there's nothing. It's nothing worse than cat piss on your shoes, you know what I mean? Because you don't get that stink out of there, do you?
Right. No, you really don't. And you usually find out about it the hard way.
Yeah.
Then you got a cold, wet, piss-smelling sock, too.
What were you going to say, Joel?
I was going to say, you're sitting there working, and you're going, sniff, 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 sock.
Yeah, I know. I had a cat, like, this was a while ago. Like, none of our cats do this now. We had a cat that was, I don't know what the hell the problem with this cat was, but he was always skittish, And one day, like, I was walking up the basement steps, this was way back when we lived in Pennsylvania, and he was standing there, and he wouldn't move. And that's when I saw that, like, he got into a fight or something, and something ripped out his eye, and it was just, like, hanging there. And, like, ever since after that, like, we brought him back from the vet. They had to, you know, remove the eye and cauterize the socket and sew it up and everything. Like, we catch him, like, sleeping in the garbage can. Like, he was
sleeping in the garbage can.
Yeah, he would sleep on top of the trash in the garbage. He'd piss on the stove sometimes. And that was terrible because it was an electric stove. And, like, we would clean it all off. But then when you turn the stove on, it would smell like burning
still
cat smell piss.
Like,
oh, it was terrible. And then he would, like, at some point, he peed on my work shoes, right? But it was a pair I wasn't really wearing at the time. It was summer, and I didn't have to wear them. So, like, when school was back in session and I went to work, I was wearing these shoes, and, like, the one day I'm sitting, I'm like, why does it smell like cat piss in the office? And I couldn't figure it out for a while, and I'm like, holy shit, that's me. That's the shoes. Like, after wearing them, getting a little hot down there, the odor started coming off, and I was like, man, that was terrible.
Your sweat starts mixing with the cat pee.
Oh. But now, yeah, now nobody pees unless they're pissed at something. And when they're pissed at something, they usually pee on my middle daughter's bed.
She's like, Dad, you can't pee the bed again.
You should have kept your door shut. Not my problem.
This is true. That's why I have an office.
And hope for the better.
You know what? That's actually a good point. Because if we build this house, I don't think the door to the I don't think the lower level has a door. So, Let's see. Now, if you get the finished lower level, you can also do a. See, that's the other thing I was just thinking about. When you do the finished lower level, they can also put a bedroom down there. And I'm like, maybe I'll do that, and I'll put my office in there.
I would love to be able to find a place around here with a basement. They just really don't exist.
You're freaking Texas.
I know this.
That's Texas. Which you would think basements would be a thing in Tornado Alley, but they're not, apparently.
Not this far south. But yeah, I'd love a basement. Even if I had to finish it myself, I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
Either storage or, you know, turn it into a man cave that isn't 10,000 degrees because it's in the garage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wait, I'll come down here in the middle of the day, and it's like blazing hot and humid outside, and it's like getting overpowering the air conditioning upstairs. Down here, it's like nice and cool. I could take a nap. I can.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, so nice. Except when it floods, but then it's, you know, take the good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that you do need to worry about having a sump pump and maybe a dehumidifier, depending on what part of the country you're in, because basements and seepage kind of go together.
Yep. Well, Monday they came out and put the permanent fix on the air conditioner. So I have an air conditioner and that's now draining properly. And it only cost me $800.
Damn.
That's better. It's cheaper than a new machine.
That's true. It's not the 10 grand for a new air conditioner. 10 to 16.
No, we pay, we got offered a $3,000 to replace the coil inside and the condenser outside. So.
Wait, Dave, the original offer was $3,000, but you got it done for $600?
$800.
Oh.
Yeah, that just replaced just the coils inside, of the air conditioner, or the, because the pan, apparently the pan, they can never, at least with the model we had, and from what I'm understanding from most models of air conditioners, if you need to replace the drain pan, then it's pretty much coil replacement time because they can't usually get just the drain pan, which is stupid.
Do they have to take the coils out to get to the drain pan anyway?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's... New drain pan.
That kind of sucks.
Yep. In fact, now it, the drain exits from a different side. So, because the, you know, of course they probably didn't have the exact coil that they could put in there, but they do have one in there that works. And it works well too. I think it actually works better. It's still, we still have points like, during the real heat of the day where it just constantly runs, a couple degrees behind, but at least it's cool in here and in, my office hasn't been this cool in the summer in years.
Drain pan is like $5. The coils are like 5,000, right?
No. No, it's probably 4, is my guess. Because it took them about an hour and a half, so I think, I don't know what the labor was. I didn't look at the whole thing yet.
No, I mean just the parts.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, just the parts. The labor's is probably, I would say take the 800, divide it in two, and that's probably what. Parts is probably 400 and the labor is probably 400. It just depends on.
No, but I meant if they have to replace the coils, if they're going to replace the drain pan, it sounds like the drain pan is probably not that expensive, but the coils are, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I bet you probably would have ran me only about 200 or 300 if it could have got the drain pan, but oh well. At least it's not draining through my air conditioner and into the vent below. I don't think it ever, the water from that ever hit like areas of the furnace because it kind of drained out of the side or the back, or something like that. So it, but I do know that it kind of hit down like where the filter was because that filter would be, between when they came out and cleaned the old coils out. Which did make it work. And when the new parts came in, I was swapping the filter a little bit more often, but I pulled the filter out and be all wet. And prior to that, it actually, so it probably been leaking for a while. I just never, you know, I can't tell, you know, but the, filter would kind of stick a little bit to the bottom of the ductwork there, so I pulled it out, after it was in a couple of days, I pulled it out and it's not wet or anything, so definitely fixed it, so. Now the key is, will the furnace be okay? I think it will. I'm not afraid of that. The furnace has always just worked. But it's this stuff that I detest. It's one of the reasons why I'm going is I figure, well, probably about the time we get the new house paid off, we'll be dead.
that's fun. There you go. That's
dead or retired, you know. Well, I mean, if we finance it for 30 years, I'm 49 now. I'll be 79 then.
So, well, how much do you have paid off on your current house?
We only owe 70 on it. So, like I said, well, initially she's like, oh, we can take money from selling this house and buy furniture and crap. I'm like, no, we're taking money that we get from this house and putting it on the new house so we don't have to pay as fucking much.
Exactly.
Maybe if we get a really good offer on it, we might only have to pay half of what this new one costs. I doubt that, but.
Right, and then you don't get the 30-year loan. You get the 15-year loan.
Right, exactly. Exactly. We'll have to work them figures out there, but.
And honestly, right now is kind of the best time to buy a home considering you can get like, well, I know with the VA loans, I could get between 2.5 and 2.8% right now if I were to refinance.
Right. And I don't think the new one, I don't think I'd make the new one an FHA loan. Probably just a regular loan. But definitely not an ARM loan. Like, ours is technically an ARM, but we got an ARM loan at the right time of life or a right time of things because, you know, the interest rates, at least on home loans, hasn't been skyrocketing in the last 20 years. So that's a good thing for us.
you don't go with fixed rate?
Well, you got to keep in mind when I bought this, I was making a whole lot less money. So I took what I could get. I'm not as in bad of a shape this time. So
yeah,
big difference. Just thinking about getting married. Just had my first IT job. You know.
Well, you should be able to get a decent mortgage rate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm expecting that, but my wife seems to think it's going to cost us $1,500 a month, which, you know, we could do, but if we really had to, but I don't think it'll be.
If it makes you feel better, I pay more than that.
Yeah, I figure.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. Ohio's a cheap real estate market, to be honest, for what you get. You get a lot of house for $300,000.
Yeah, the Dallas area is not a cheap place to live.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a lot of house here in Ohio for $300,000. But you get a shit box in L.A. or in San Diego for $300,000.
You can't get an outhouse in California for $300,000.
Nope. You get one that's what, and see how many square feet? 1,800 to 4,000, depending on what options you get. If you get the finished, cause you can get the finished lower level and the loft. And that would probably get you closer to the 4,000 square feet.
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't mind having to finish the basement myself. I can hang drywall. I don't care. But having a basement thing, it's not really going to happen.
You see, and I don't know if I would call this a basement because you can get the walkout thing, which means it's not really. I wouldn't really call it a basement.
Oh, you got a storm cellar?
Well, if you look at the layout here, one of the options is you can get a walkout basement. So, and if you look at it, it looks just like, you know, you're walking right out of the ground level, which is, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would call this a true basement. It's probably one of those deals where they grade the lot so that, the front of the house has like is set up higher than the back of the house, you know? Kind of built it into a hill.
Yeah, but it's still not really a basement. Well, if it's built into a hill, then yeah, that's a basement.
Yeah, and that's why I think it probably is. Is they just grade the land and put it like in like that. Because a lot of them, I mean, they're all patio, they call patio homes collection. Which really, all it really means is I have a patio in the back. Patio / deck or whatever you want to call it.
We need to get more hosts back on here.
Well, what do you need, Joe?
Everyone keeps dropping off.
Less Joel.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Pat Sorry. Never talks anyway.
Sorry, I was busy.
I asked you earlier, how's the man cave at your house there, Pat?
It's been finished for years.
Finished, and you probably have upgrades, too.
Upgrades? What? Sheetrock, got painted, finished. I don't have a basement. I don't have a bathroom down there. But we don't need one. We can go upstairs and go different places.
Mm-hmm.
Pain in the ass to get a fucking bathroom engagement. Yes, you could
foundation and good plumbing and shit. It's a fucking hassle.
Mm-hmm.
But I love basements.
Pretty nice.
Got my guitars down here. Got my workbench.
See, now that's another thought too. The other one of the options on that house is I can get a 4 foot extension onto the garage. That has me thinking too, because that would be a perfect storage place for my camping gear and stuff. Because it doesn't have to be stored in the house. We'll see. I have to look and see what some of the other designs were in the, there's one development that's closer to me. And those ones are a little bit smaller, maybe a little bit cheaper too. So we'll have to see.
Well, it depends what you want.
Yep. Of course, if I just hit the lottery and just walk in and throw that check down and.
Yeah, go for it.
I only ever buy like when you talk about playing the lottery, I only ever buy one ticket anyway, usually. So
yeah, we do pools, like office where we have it's COVID shit.
Yep. I fully recognize that winning it's probably not gonna happen, but you know, if I don't buy a ticket I can't win. So anyway.
Just wait till they let you buy it online, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll ever do that, though, don't they?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, that would be... I think it could be doable, but they'd have to make sure they go and scan all the different materials and stuff. Or do something like... like if you ever buy glasses from Warby Parker before they actually, Warby Parker is a name of a glasses company, like eyeglasses. Okay. And what you do is they do have like a virtual thing too, but I think what they do before you actually buy the pair that you want is you pick two or three that you might want and they'll ship you a box with the frames in them. Frames, you know, the fake lenses in it, just so that you could try them on at home. And then you pick the ones you want. Send those back, then they'll make your actual glasses. I think. It's been a while since
What does that have to do with lottery?
Well, what I'm saying...
Are they
going to
ship you a ticket and have you fill it out?
Oh, you're talking about buying a lottery ticket online. I thought you were talking about buying a house online.
Oh, no! I was talking about lottery tickets. Okay.
I was talking about buying a house online. Because part of the problem... buying slash building a house online, part of the problem with that is how do you tell what the materials you're picking are how they look in person. You know, seeing a picture of a countertop online doesn't necessarily show you how it's going to look in person.
I mean, I don't know if I would buy a house online without going to see it first.
Me either. The worst part too, though, when you're building houses, a lot of times you only get to see the model home, and rarely is the model home a model that looks like the one you want to build. You know, it's usually a higher end one too. So because it's got all the stuff that they can show, all of the things that you can possibly do to it, you know, have been done to it. So they have all the actually that's one option that I'm going to kind of put my foot down and insist on. Is I want BDA toilets in all of them, dude. Like, and I don't mean like the cheap little one you got, Dan. I mean like press the button and it goes.
Wait, what cheap what? What did you say? A cheap what?
Bidet.
Oh, bidet. Well, yes, what else do you need in a bidet other than a shooting water in your ass?
Oh, shooting warm water in your ass.
Well, I mean, I could. The problem, my bidet does warm water. It's just that.
Right. I gotta disassemble the sink to get the right kind of,
And they're motorized. You can get them though that they're motorized so you can move that spray up and down, you know? But anyway.
I haven't had a problem with the spray not getting where it needs to go.
You just reach around and make it do that.
Well, I mean, it works pretty well out of the box right now.
Right.
Like, it's not Toto like shooting toilets. Me in a nutsack or something, so.
Because depending on which one you get, they can clean the lady bits off, too.
Well, yeah, ours has you just change the direction. There's a nozzle change, like the direction right. change. It's for everybody, and then there's one for women.
Right.
See, that's what I know. If it's not hit me in the right place, somebody's been messing with the nozzle.
All of a sudden, you're spraying your nutsack.
Yeah, so. God, I love my bidet. I've never
saves
felt.
Saves you so much money on toilet paper, man.
That, and I've never felt more clean and fresh the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
No.
Okay, well.
Dan goes for that morning constitutional, and his butt is fresh and clean.
That is right. You can eat out of it. Use it as a candy tray. Bowl.
No, thanks. I appreciate the offer, though.
Would you like a raise in that? Not appropriate. Oh.
I'll say one thing that I kind of miss about the summer since it's practically almost over and was all covered by COVID. Movies, man. I miss, like, I think what Top Gun was, the new Top Gun was supposed to have been out this summer.
Well, the new Wonder Woman was supposed to be out, but it got pushed back.
No, I hear you.
Would have been nice to go see that in theaters, but I don't really think things are going to be all that opened up by the time it does come out. So,
are movie theaters open or not?
Some are.
Some states are. Yeah.
It depends on how thick-headed they want to be.
Are the drive-ins open? And that makes total sense.
Yeah, the drive-ins, that's cool that they're open. As a matter of fact, I think a lot have probably reopened and a lot of new ones have opened up. And I know of several makeshift ones that have opened up.
Yep, me too.
I don't see why some of the bistro theaters who have the wider seating in the first place, if restaurants are open, I don't see why those couldn't also be open. But it, like around here, I mean, the contagion rate is so freaking high that I wouldn't go to them.
Announcement on Ohio Linux Fest 2020. Welcoming all free and open source software professionals, enthusiasts, and everyone interested in learning more about free and open source software. We will be going virtual for 2020. Big surprise. Keep checking our news page for announcements on details.
Yeah, that was just like self. Hey, that means everybody could go. What are you doing that weekend?
Do it from your home office, I guess, huh?
I wonder what they're going to stream it over.
God only knows of the High Linux Fest.
Maybe Jitsi. Or just YouTube.
They'll Zoom the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a possibility.
Unlikely.
It's a possibility. That's why I said Jitsi. That.
Yeah.
Did they say
I think Jitsi is probably unlikely too, but YouTube's likely.
Right. That
something where you can, you know,
you have a nice backbone infrastructure. You don't have to rely upon your own self or whatever you've cobbled together on AWS. At the last minute.
I finally got their building tour thing to work on the Fisher Homes website, so I'm actually walking around the house right now, which is pretty nifty. It's actually working well. Kind of, it's a little bit like the old QuickTime.
Yeah, I've used that before. You should still go see it in person.
Well,
make sure, you know, the foundation hasn't shifted or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're building it, so yeah, we'll see it. For sure. Ah, I love that closet. It's huge.
Yeah, and when they screw up the foundation, don't worry, it'll be your fault, and you'll have to pay for it.
Wainscoting, are you positive on that, or do you like that, or not? Do you know what it is? So, basically, from the waist high, instead of drywall, you got wood. I think I like that.
We got to wrap up this show.
Yes, we do.
Joel's talking about his wood, and Joe's got to get to the movie theater.
His house.
Yep.
Are you
only going to play the special movies at home?
You off somewhere this week? Is it the third? First or third? No, it's not the... Wait. It's the last Friday of the month, so that'll be the fourth Friday this month, right? Next week is Linux Lugcast, right?
Yep. That'll be the 7th.
Yeah. Wow, damn.
This weekend coming up is my slow weekend.
Why is that? You're not working?
Nothing. Well, Saturday and Sunday, well, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I don't have a podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of work. What are you going to do with your free time?
I got some projects lined up. I got some Lenovo ThinkPad USB 3.0 port replicators. I think I talked about them last time.
Yeah.
That I got to test out. I found a really low-cost set of 6 Skullcandy Hesh 3 headphones that should be here by then. That'll be fun to work on. Couple other small things. We'll see how it goes. I do have to install Windows on 2 more devices now. Got my eldest daughter's laptop reloaded with Windows and need to do 2 more. Yep. Set-top box for the wife and a desktop for one of the other kids. Super exciting, right?
Totally.
Hey, man. It keep you busy, and that sounds like a bunch of fun stuff.
Yeah, well, it does. And it keeps me, you know, away from people.
People.
Yeah, I had to go outside today. That bright thing up in the sky almost burnt me to death.
Neo lies. I said Neo-wise.
Neo-eyes?
No, Neo-wise, the comment. I was kidding. I know what the good... Can you see Neo-wise from where you are? Or have you not looked?
What is Neo-wise?
The comment. The Neo-wise comment?
Oh, no.
The comment.
Okay, I hear what you're saying now.
Yeah.
No, I haven't looked.
Oh. I've been trying to keep an eye out, but it's like... The best time that we were supposed to see it was July 23rd, and it's been cloudy every night, like, since then. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Comet? Neo-wise comet.
Wise.
Yes, Neowise. It's like, comes around once every 6,000 years.
6,766 years.
Well, there you go. I was off by 766 years.
Yeah, just a small time frame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The grand scheme of things.
About 10%.
All right, I'm going to play us out.
Play us out.
Have a great week. Right. Stay safe.
Talk to you guys next week.
Have a good one. Here are your promos.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called Libre Quest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
Hi folks, this is Chatter. Gay Wisher Haunty Magoo 5150 and I have started a new podcast. Yeah, I know we should have gotten Brian Lunduke to do the voiceover, but he wanted a script and none of us are any good at scripting language. Anyway, it's Linux Lugcast. We're at linuxlugcast.com, IRC channel, pound Linux Lugcast on Freenode. We record on the first and third Fridays of the month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 0200 UTC. We talk about things we've tried, things we got to work, things we failed to get working, things we built, and things we broke. Email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com, and if we don't know the answer, we'll just tell you to install Arch. That's a joke, son. So join us as we stifle the outcry of voices everywhere for another Linux podcast.
Oh my God, it's Hacker Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Pussy.
Mm-hmm. He's petting his pussy.
All night. He goes, sleeps in the box over there, and comes over here. Gives me attitude.
Normal. Completely normal.
He's probably going to want to go out soon. He likes to spend the nights outside.
He likes to cat around.
You know what? He doesn't go too far. He just walks down the back steps and typically ends up underneath one of the cars laying around. Until you come outside, and then he comes out and he looks at you from under the car.
It's like, where the hell have you been? I've been out here all night.
Yeah, he loves it. Oh my goodness.
I'm trying not to get my hopes up too high because I don't know if my wife's going to like the figure they're going to put down for all the stuff she wants in this place. I don't
know. How far is it from where you are? Are you living now?
I'd say probably about 15 minutes. It's not that bad. Like I said, though, it may end up being that might be the best option for us, because if I bought a house right now, then I'd have to, like, immediately take time off work and get everything moved and stuff like that. But 6 to 8 months for the build, that would give us that much time to sell this house. You know, and at worst, I figure if we sell it before we're ready to sell it, then I rent a pod, back a sucker up in my driveway, load everything we don't need into it. I'm not taking any of the appliances in this place. We're just going to get new appliances, build in the new place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, actually, the new place has the option of having, just the regular kind of appliance, or you can get them where they're built into the cabinet work, you know? So basically, their fridge would look like it's just a part of the wall of the cat, you know, look like a cabinet from the outside, but you open it up and it's a fridge. So, which I don't know if we're going to go that far, but I would just love to have a, you know, the kind of the double door fridge, you know, with the, water and ice maker in the door. That would be nice. In fact, we'd probably have two, if I can get the lower level, we'll have two fridges because I want one in the basement too. And another microwave down there too. So, but just because, you know, why not? But I don't think we'd be able to, I think we'll be doing well to just to get the base, not the basic, but you know, the, just the base level ranch without the loft for the basement on it. But, where actually, what I wonder too, and that's one of the questions I'm going to ask her, is if we don't get the optional finished lower level, is it just an unfinished basement? And if that's the case, I'm fine with that. You know, because then we can just use that as storage, you know. And I'm not too concerned with finding space in this place. It looks pretty large. So, compared to what we have, I'm going to say it's probably easily another 400 or 500 feet on the, of house, a square foot of house compared to what we have today. And all the rooms are bigger. There's walk-in closets in all the bedrooms. Unless, except for like the option, like, the, if you get the optional bedroom downstairs, or if you, instead of doing the study, you had the other one as a bedroom up.
I had to start paying somebody to mow my lawn.
You sound like,
I'd make my kids do it, but JoJo's too young. And the other two were too short. Actually, Tala is just too allergic to grass.
Mm-hmm.
And Kai doesn't have enough weight on her to really get the job done.
Now, if the house we're looking at buying, or building/buying, if that works out, then the place we're going to, we don't have to do yard work anymore.
Zero scaping?
Yeah, basically the development, the subdivision we're looking at, has an HOA where, you know, from the start, but
fucking
HOAs,
man.
Yeah, I do too. But you know, it's a plus and a negative here.
Yeah, you'll be paying $500 a month, $300.
I don't think it'll. Hopefully, well, if it's that much, fuck that. But I don't think it's that much because it's gonna.
I'm definitely not a fan. I'm not a fan of my HOA.
Karen, you can't put a treehouse for your kids. Goes against the rules. Take it down.
I don't give a crap about that because I don't have a kid no more.
Well, I like shit, one. You know? So I'm only telling you what you can and can't fucking do.
Fuck I like one of
my board
though.
Members, but that's just because I sleep with her.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the other key there too is you can run for it and participate in it as long as it's not stupid. Which the one they tried to do here when we first moved in was stupid.
Yeah,
now this one, this place they're looking at, once we built, 6 to 8 month time period from the start, when we enter into contract and all that. So we'd have 8 months to get rid of 6 to 8 months to get rid of this house. Which I don't think should be a problem, but. In any event, that the landscaping's included. There's a pool there, picnic area, lots of trails and stuff. So there's pluses and minuses to it. I hate doing yard work, so that's a plus to me. And never have to worry about it again.
Yeah, not if it's $350 a month, whatever.
Yeah, see, that's the key there, you know. So
yeah, mine's only $325 a year.
Yeah, I don't expect it would be that much because there's a lot, I mean, it is a big development. I mean, there's lots of space, but there's lots of people too.
I'm also expecting it to go up this year, because
yeah, COVID,
and everybody's demanding that the pool be open. So
yeah,
and it costs a lot more to, you know, have security on the pool, and you know, just to have somebody there to keep the numbers down all the time.
Right.
That it's they're gonna have to raise prices.
Yep, I don't mind it, you know, because I don't I'm for my ham things, I'm more of a QRP-er, when I do get a chance to do radio, so I don't really need to have big antenna towers and stuff for that. And I'd much rather just go for a walk into the woods or something and set up in the woods.
The home volumes are going to drop because Joel's got a fucking antenna on next to his house.
But it's better than the one place we looked at, dude, man. It was like, oh man, I've never seen a development that was so packed. Cause there's one house we looked at, yesterday, actually, we drove over through it and it's like less than 4 foot distance between each house. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, no.
My next, if I buy another house, I'm gonna have one where I'm gonna build a fucking gun range and I'm gonna shoot guns.
Yeah, you need to place, cause one of the other places we're looking at is, a little further south of where the one we really want right now is, and that's, it looks like McMansions almost. I wouldn't say mansions. They're big houses, but not. I wouldn't necessarily say mansions. They're but
big,
there's
like,
lots of
like
room.
4,000 square feet.
Yeah, I say between
that's a McMansion.
Four. Yeah, it's between three and
you
four.
Know,
it's not
cathedral ceilings. You know,
yeah.
Six bedrooms, 3-4 baths.
Yep.
The McMansion.
And the one we're looking at is right around $300,000, but we're going to have probably, I don't know, I would say at least $30,000 walking out of this place when we sell it after we pay the loans off. So, you know, it we'll have, you know, at least $30,000 to put down on the new place.
Get yourself into a retirement community, Joel.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, this is the last move I ever am gonna make unless I have to for some reason, you know. But
I got like a little over 2 years left on my mortgage.
So the one we're looking at, it's a 2-bedroom ranch. You can get the lower level. What I'd like is either the loft or the lower level, finished. And that one of the options you can get in the lower level finished is a wet bar, which in my case will be a coffee bar because I don't drink. But it's got like space for a refrigerator and stuff like that. And that lower level will be the man cave / office area. So, I don't have to have a family gimping around, but I just need something bigger than what we got now just because like I'm practically in a closet now. This bedroom is used to be Luke's room when he was a baby.
Let's see.
I shared the link to the place if I can bring it up on here. But we're gonna go talk to him on Saturday. So there's another one like that may not have an HOA. It doesn't have a swimming pool and stuff like that. It's right across from my street from my church, which is further out, but not as far out as this one, and I'd like this other one more, but we'll see. Because the found the values have gone up at least 70,000 or 80,000 since we first bought. So, like I said, we're gonna make money out of this place. Not a lot, but enough that we can put decent down payment on a new place. Last place ever because I'm not moving in again, like I said, unless I have to.
I know once a couple of the kids leave the house, and probably the big two, we're going to be moving to a smaller place. Hopefully, well, either a 2 or 3 bedroom instead of a 4 bedroom. And then, you know, hopefully a 3-car garage.
I wonder if I could talk the wife into just buying a Mondo motorhome and forgetting a house.
you know, I've talked to people that were in that type of community, and they all said that they really, really regretted it. That it was fine for a little while, but eventually it sucked. What do you do when your house has to go into the shop for a week?
That's true on that. Well, then the Missy
said... You might
said,
have to put a little lube on that nipple.
Missy says, well, you want to just move into an apartment? I'm like, fuck no.
No.
Unless you own the apartment complex.
You go to a ranch, man. You got like a 3-bedroom ranch. Everything's on one level.
That's kind of like what this is. And if we can't do either the loft or the lower level, the one level is perfect, probably. Yeah, I put it in the Mumble and the admin channel in IRC, and that's the one, that's the floor plan we're looking at.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's got a huge walk-in closet in the master, or I'm sorry, the owner's suite.
Just as long as the neighbors can't see you picking your nose in the morning when you're sitting
right
in front of the TV, or you can hear them farting in their sleep, that's a good distance.
Well, that's one thing, like I asked Misty, I said, do you want to get one with where they have the shower and the soak tub? She's like, I never take a bath, so we're just going to have a shower. The big shower, but a shower. The lower level, if you click through it, there's a picture of the one with the wet bar. You'll see it, and there's like these funky blue couch in there. It's got like a walk out option. I don't want that. I just want windows there. And like I said, if we can't swing it price-wise with the lower level or either the lower level or the loft, then the 3rd bedroom will be, they have an option where you can convert it into study, which would be my office. And basically the only difference between the bedroom and that is it has like the glass, French doors on the front door of the office. And no closet. So you can see that there's a one with a kind of grayish wainscoting. That would be the office. That's kind of how.
Might at the homeowners association.
Yeah, I'll just have to see how it is. You know, like the cost. You know, if it's $300 or $400 a year, that's fair. But we'll see. It's just the start. We're looking at some others. Like the other one, I forget the name of the other one, but it's just inside Franklin County, which is perfect because it's far enough away from people and still in the county. The one thing I don't like about this, if you look at the front, you'll see the front door. The driveway kind of will go, you drive towards the front door and then make a left turn. So that's kind of funky. But we're aiming dream house here, because like I said, this is the last place we're ever going to move. And like I said, unless life takes us a different direction, I'd rather go to Knoxville, but that's not happening either. Oh, and we're not building the gym in it either. There's no way. But the one loft design I like, they have, in the loft, you can get it where there is a bathroom up there, as well as a bedroom or storage. So the one half is the loft, the other half is either and that's the cool thing. The storage area is actually conditioned, so it's not like hot. It's not like attic or anything like that. So there's air conditioning, so I can put like things like my 3D printer. Heck, I could probably just put up the 3D printer in there if there's an outlet in there. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. This is probably the most expensive thing I've ever looked at buying. After this place. But I gotta get out of Columbus for multiple reasons. Not a fan of our our mayor.
City sucks.
Yeah.
All of them.
Right, 868. Yeah. All day, Joe.
One thing I like about Fisher is in the same floor plan, they'll have like different roof lines and stuff, so your house doesn't look like doesn't have to look like everybody else's necessarily.
Or cookie cutter.
Yeah, it's a little, it's cookie cutter without being cookie cutter, you know. Also makes me wonder, you know, if there's an option for the lower level to just have them say, just put drywall up and let me do the rest of it. Flooring, you know, I can pay my family friend to do the flooring. He'd do it. And I'm gonna work, do my darndest to not have any carpet in the new place either. Just do all that vinyl plank or hardwood floor.
I'm having it.
Yep, that's what we've got down in our house here now, so.
Oy, oy, oy.
They got some other designs too. That's kind of like in under 300 thou range. That's kind of like towards the higher end of it. And of all the under threes are all ranches. They're all for the most part the base level is just one floor, which is kind of what I'm aiming for mostly. Plus in the Maxwell design that I just shared there, I kind of like the fact that the washer and dryer is practically just right across the hall from the owner suite, so makes doing laundry a lot easier.
Ready to start the show?
I'm ready.
But Rich isn't here, so I'm going to say it. There's a show.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.